KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Well, let's check baseball action yesterday first as the Cardinals fell behind 3-0 in the first inning and then put together a 4-run second and a 9-run fourth as they clobbered the Reds 13-4 yesterday. Jose Martinez belted a grand slam in the fourth inning for the Redbirds, who also got two RBIs each from Matt Carpenter, Randall Grichuk, and Luke Voit while pulling within 3.5 games of the National League Central leading Cubs. Adam Wainwright struggled in his first start since coming off the disabled list, lasting just 3 innings and surrendering Joey Votto's 3-run homer. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat San Diego in 12 innings, 5-4. Miami over Atlanta, 4-1. Washington beat Chicago, 9-4. Philadelphia over Colorado, 3-2. San Francisco topping Arizona, 6-3. Los Angeles beat New York, 8-0. In the American League yesterday, in Game 1, Nelson Cruz was 3-for-4 with a pair of homers and four RBIs as the Mariners outscored the Royals 8-7. Cruz deposited a 3-run shot over the wall in left center to put Seattle up 7-0 in the second inning. Danny Valencia and Kyle Seager also went deep to help the Mariners withstand home runs by Whit Merrifield and Mike Moustakas. The Royals cruised in the nightcap as Melky Cabrera ripped a 3-run homer. He was 3-for-4 with four RBIs and a 9-1 pounding of the Mariners. Eric Hosmer was 3-for-5 with three RBIs and three runs scored to back Jake Junis, who limited Seattle to a run and four hits over 8 innings. Merrifield homered in both ends of that doubleheader yesterday. Also in the American League, it was the Yankees over Cleveland 8-1. Boston beat Chicago 6-3. Baltimore over Detroit 12-3. Houston beat Toronto 7-6. Minnesota over Texas 6-5. Oakland outscored LA 11-10. One interleague game saw Tampa Bay down Milwaukee by a final of 2-1. In other Major League Baseball news, Indians second baseman Jason Kipnis has been activated from the disabled list after being sidelined since the All-Star break with a strained right hamstring. Kipnis is batting .229 with 8 homers and 26 RBIs in 67 games after going 0-for-4 Sunday against the Yankees. Cleveland made roster room by sending infielder Eric Gonzalez back to AAA Columbus. Also around the league, the Royals have put All-Star catcher Salvador Perez on the 10-day disabled list with a strain on the right side of his chest. Perez was injured on a swing in the sixth inning on Friday. The Yankees have placed slumping designated hitter Matt Holliday on the disabled list with a lower back issue. That move was expected after Holliday tweaked his back while swinging on Friday night. The Mariners have acquired All-Star first baseman Yonder Alonso from the Athletics for minor league outfielder Boog Powell. Alonso is hitting .266 with 17 doubles, 22 home runs, and 49 RBIs. Powell hit .194 in 23 games with three stints with Seattle this year. Former All-Star closer Glenn Perkins says he believes he is finally getting close to joining the Twins after more than 13 months of rehab following shoulder surgery. Perkins will join AA Chattanooga in Birmingham, Alabama, Thursday for three planned outings. Former Phillies All-Star catcher Darren Dalton has died at the age of 55. Dalton was diagnosed in 2013 with an aggressive form of brain cancer that also took the lives of his former teammate Tug McGraw and former coach John Vukovich. He played 14 and a half of his 15 major league seasons with Philadelphia, went to three All-Star games, and led the National League with 109 RBIs in 1992. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes entered fall practice with some coaching changes and questions about who will step up to fill some key positions. Head coach Kirk Ferentz says that's nothing unusual for him.
This is my 28th year now at Iowa, 19th as a head coach. And it's like every year, you know, every time you start a new season, you know, you have new challenges, new opportunities. It's a different equation, certainly, than any other year. And the trick is to put it all together. And that's really the beauty of college football in my mind. It's probably why it's such a popular sport.
Ferentz is looking for a new starting quarterback and says Nathan Stanley and Tyler Wiegers have both done a good job competing and are making strides. He says the decision on the starter will come down to one thing for the coaching staff.
It really gets down to leading the team. That's what it gets down to. And all of us have an opinion on that, certainly. And, you know, we'll keep observing. We'll watch. We'll pull information. And, you know, at some point we'll have to probably make some decisions and go from there. But it'll be a group effort.
Ferentz doesn't have to worry about experience at running back as Akram Wadley enters his senior season.
You know, we've seen him, we've witnessed him, and he is, you know, boy, he's right on task right now. His weight's good, his attitude's been tremendous. He's practicing really well again, only six workouts, but he's looking like a senior player and a good senior player. And that's, you know, referencing the quarterback. We know whoever it is, we have a new quarterback, so our best guys better be out there doing it.
He says graduate transfer James Butler has added an important some important depth to that position.
Like last year, it was nice. We were better when we had two guys that could help us there. And if we have three, that'd be great too. So it's just going to make everybody, I think, give everybody a better chance to play better. And that's a real... That'll be easier to have those guys compliment each other. You know, he's got to make sure all three of them are ready to go.
Another big change has Brian Ferentz taking over as offensive coordinator this year. He'll be calling the plays, and the elder Ferentz says he called plays 1 year as a coach, but that was never his dream. He says Brian is ready for the new challenge.
I think, yeah, Brian's been intrigued, you know, and again, I think a lot of that goes back to his time spent in New England. He worked on both sides of the football, and that's a pretty cerebral outfit up there, certainly with, you know, their quarterback starts there, but... Bill O'Brien is the coordinator, and then Coach Belichick. So, and he's around some guys. I think he's very inquisitive that way. And I was more of a just like, you know, dumb line coach, you know, just block that guy or whatever. So, you know, we're cut from a little different cloth that way. And I think, yeah, I think he's ready for it.
He knows it's a position that's always in the spotlight, and everyone has an opinion.
You know, he's good right now until the first time we have to punt.
Iowa opens up the season September 2nd, hosting Wyoming in Kinnick Stadium. Nathan Stanley is in the battle for the starting quarterback job at Iowa as they prepare for the season opener. The sophomore from Menominee, Wisconsin, was the backup quarterback last season and is trying to beat out Tyler Wiegers for the starting role.
I mean, competition just breeds success, so we're just pushing each other each day, trying to get better.
Stanley says his approach is pretty simple.
Just come out and do my best, really. That's all you can do. And hopefully that's good enough for the coaches, and hopefully that's good enough to win the job.
Winning the job also means getting used to a new offensive coordinator, and Stanley says it's not been a big change.
And there's a lot of concepts that are similar from last year's offense. It's just a little bit of terminology, but I mean, we're all pushing hard to learn it and just get it all installed right now.
Stanley feels he's becoming more and more comfortable with the offense with each practice.
It's gone really well so far. We have a lot of carryover from the spring, so we installed a bunch of stuff in the spring, and I think that went pretty well, and we're just trying to build on it right now.
Well, the coaches say they don't know exactly when they'll make a decision on the starter, but say both quarterbacks have been competing hard, and again, Iowa opens their season September 2nd, hosting Wyoming. Well, the Dolphins have landed another quarterback. A person familiar with the situation says free agent quarterback Jay Cutler has agreed to terms on a contract with Miami. Cutler is expected to compete with Matt Moore for the starting job, while Ryan Tannehill remains out with a left knee injury that could sideline him for the entire season. Dolphins coach Adam Gase was offensive coordinator for the Bears when Cutler had a career-best quarterback rating with them in 2015. The 34-year-old Cutler didn't receive much interest once he left Chicago following last season. In racing news, Martin Truex Jr. held off Matt Kenseth with a late gamble to win the Monster Energy Cup race at Watkins Glen. Truex stayed on the course during the closing laps while others either went to the pits or eventually ran out of fuel. He assumed the lead and outdueled Kenseth on the final lap in winning for the fourth time this season. Brad Keselowski had a big lead but was forced to pit with three laps to go. Rookie Daniel Suarez was third, followed by Denny Hamlin and Clint Bowyer. Pole sitter Kyle Busch ended up seventh in that race. In golf, L.I.M. Kim has earned her first major title by capturing the Women's British Open by two shots over Jody Ewert-Shadoff. Kim shot a 1-under-71 to finish 18-under in her third career victory, all coming in the last 2 months. That win comes 5 years after she missed a 14-inch putt that would have given her a victory at the Kraft Nabisco Championship. Shadoff put pressure on Kim by closing with a 64. Michelle Wee shot a 66 as she ended up in third place in a tie with Caroline Masson and Georgia Hall. Hideki Matsuyama fired a 9-under par 61 to erase a two-shot deficit and take the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational at Akron, Ohio. Matsuyama birdied his last three holes and tied the course record held by Jose Maria Olazabal, Tiger Woods, and Sergio Garcia. It was the lowest final round in four decades at Firestone Country Club. Matsuyama's 16-under total was five strokes better than Zach Johnson. Charlie Hoffman was third. He was at 10-under par. Paul Goidos birdied the first playoff hole to win the 3M Championship over Gene Sowers. It's the first PGA Tour Champions win of the season for Goidos and the fifth of his career. Both Goidos and Sowers shot 66 in regulation to get to 20 under 196 at the TPC Twin Cities in that over 50 event. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.